woman's brow flattened and she exhaled an exasperated sigh. Cavallon shrugged it off. He'd learned to ignore those looks of disgusted disappointment years ago. "Shoot me," he insisted. "Now!" Owen's aim dropped along with her shoulder. "Foyd," she swore, brandishing the long side of the rifle. "This is a fucking Epoch 850. You're 3 goddamn meters from me." "Fine, you can step back to 4. Her narrow jaw tightened as she let out a warning growl. "This is self-destructive even for you. Can't you just put the armor on a damn dummy or something?" Cavallon glowered. "The ablative and compaction properties are biometrically activated. We've been working on this for a month. You should know this by now."
"No, I shouldn't," she shouted back. "I know you're under the impression I exist solely to act as your lab monkey, but I have an entire actual job."
"Yeah, yeah," he waved her off. "Miss Important Right Hand to the famous Mesa Duro. Are you going to shoot me or not?"
"It's getting really fucking tempting."
"Nope," a low voice drawled, pulling Cavallon's and Owen's gazes to the small lab's entrance. Puck stood in the open doorway, his coltish frame radiating weary exasperation. He crossed his long arms, shaved copper head drifting back and forth languidly as if on a pendulum.
"Nope, nope, nope," Cavallon frowned.
"You don't even..."
"Nope."
Puck stepped inside, jutting an accusatory finger at him.
"I don't care what your excuse is. No one's shooting anyone wearing alien armor we found lying around in an abandoned Kathian fortress."
He held up a hand to stave off Cavallon's protest.
"Whether or not you've finally adapted it for human physiology, we have way too few hands to start using people as guinea pigs, especially our lead Animus."
Cavallon grimaced out a soft hiss and mumbled, "Don't let your girlfriend hear you say that." Puck's jaw flexed.
"Co-lead Animus. Whatever. Do you really want me to have to tell her you've crossed the line into R&D? Again?"
Cavallon huffed. "I never agreed to that line."
"Back to work,"
Puck demanded, then pointed a stiff finger at the ceiling.
"Your lab, if you recall, is up 10 flights. Remember the conclave later, 1700. Do not be late."
His gaze shifted to Owen.
"Please return that to the armory, Circuiter. No live weapons in the labs."
"Aye, sir," Owen nodded. "Right away. Apologies."
Puck left a lingering haze of irritation in his wake as he vanished into the corridor. Cavallon sighed. "I remember when I used to like him." Owen snorted. "Shut up. You love him. All this power's gone to his head. Someone had to step up after..." Owen's gaze dropped as she set the rifle on the counter. Cavallon scratched the overgrown stubble on his chin, masking a frown while he crossed to the workbench near her. He knew all too well why she'd been hesitant to finish that sentence, too afraid she'd send him into a spiral at the mere mention of their former centurion, however oblique. She wasn't wrong. Considering the magnitude of the secrets kept from him about Jackin's involvement with his grandparents, he should be furious. But after what Jackin did to save Rake, to save them all, Cavallon had no room for resentment, only guilt. He clamped his eyes shut and tried not to think about what his grandfather might be doing to Jackin right now, if he was even still alive. The thin black Nexus band on Cavallon's wrist vibrated, a pulsing blue dot indicating a supervisor's summons. He ignored it. He unclipped the webbed harness securing the alien armor to his torso and slid his arms free. The chest plate shifted in his hands as it returned to its default form, a shape more closely resembling the contours of a tall, svelte Kathian. He dropped the armor onto the workbench beside Owen's rifle, rolling his neck and leaning both hands on the counter. A phantom pain pulsed in his left hand, and he tightened a fist, the rickety joints of his temporary prosthesis buzzing softly as the mechanical fingers closed. He bit back a wince, a familiar itch scraping up the nerves of his arm to the back of his skull. He wrung his other hand around the raw connection.